Telk. English B2. Mock Examination 1. Listening Comprehension. Part 1.
You'll hear a news program. First, you will have half a minute to read the items. Then you will hear the news. You will hear the news only once. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have half a minute to read the items.
And here is today's national and international news brought to you by CDT Broadcasting. A powerful earthquake has shaken parts of northeastern Japan, injuring more than 260 people. The tremor was centered in a largely rural area on the main island of Honshu, about 200 miles north of Tokyo. It measured 6.2 on the Richter scale. Electricity supplies to more than 100,000 homes were cut. Police in Kent are investigating a possible arson attack after two people died in a fire early this morning at a flat in Margate. A police spokesman said there were signs that the fire had been started deliberately. One eyewitness spoke of the fire beginning on the ground floor of the building, and there is an unconfirmed report of a petrol bomb being thrown. Police in Manchester are still looking for a doctor who's been missing since Monday. Dr. Richard Stevens, a 54-year-old consultant, left his car at work and left a number of items in his office. CCTV pictures released yesterday show him arriving at the hospital, but he hasn't been seen since. His Audi car remains in the car park, and police are now examining his briefcase, which he left in the office, along with his jacket. They are also monitoring his bank account and mobile phone, neither of which have been used. His family say his disappearance is extremely out of character. A 10-month-old baby was killed and her mother injured when part of an Indian restaurant collapsed in the West Midlands. Up to 5 tons of stone, slate and lead crashed onto the pavement from the building's roof and upper floors in the centre of West Bromwich. A second woman was also injured, and a man who tried to help them was taken to hospital suffering from shock. Passengers flying in and out of Heathrow Airport have had their travel plans ruined by a second day of unofficial strike action by British Airways staff. Flights to European and long-haul destinations were cancelled, disrupting journeys for up to 80,000 people on one of the busiest days of the year for travellers. Staff returned to work this afternoon, but services are not expected to get back to normal until early next week. Two adults and a child died when their helicopter crashed in a field near Sevenoaks in Kent. Police say they don't yet know what caused the accident, which happened shortly after the privately chartered helicopter had taken off from Biggin Hill Airfield. A witness reported seeing it in difficulties. And now for tomorrow's weather. It will be warm and sunny in most parts, but there will be a small occluded front approaching.
Now you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 1. Part 2.
You will hear a radio interview. First, you'll have 1 minute to read the introduction and the items. Then you will hear the interview. You will hear the interview only once. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have 1 minute to read the items.
British motorists travelling on the continent are a danger to themselves and their European neighbours. That's according to research published today. Apparently, more than half of all British motorists heading across the Channel will this summer unwittingly break the law within 1 mile of starting their journeys, if you can believe that. Some of the problems encountered by Brits on the roads abroad are due to a lack of knowledge of foreign speed limits and drinking and driving restrictions, as well as an inability to read non-English road signs. To talk about this tonight, we have Steve Norris, formerly Minister of Transport for London. Steve Norris, do you think this is right?
Yeah, I'm afraid I do. I mean, they get this sense of schools out. You know, when motorists get over to the other side of the Channel, off they go, foot down. We're going to act just like all these continentals. And you know, it's quite obvious that drivers really do speed up on French roads in particular. They kind of sense that the French care a lot less about road safety than we do. And actually, you see some pretty dangerous driving, because often these Brits have only ever driven on the other side of the road the last time they were on holiday. So they really do represent quite a threat. I mean, this research is saying, be very careful. It's not as simple as it looks.
However, I was talking to a French journalist just the other day, and he was telling me that the French think British drivers are more courteous, more prudent, more phlegmatic, and more disciplined. I don't recognise that description of us here, I must say.
No. Well, the interesting thing is, Jane, if you want to be proud of Britain, one of the things we do really, really well is road safety. If you look across Europe, the statistics are really staggering. We're absolutely the best in Europe, even better than Scandinavian countries.
Is that because of us, or because of the cameras and the speed limits and everything else?
Well, it's us in the sense that it's never been a political football, you know, with both Labour and Conservative governments, who've always been very serious about road safety. We've always taken our very crowded road network very seriously. But the point I'm focusing on is, when British motorists get over to the other side, they've got steering wheels on the wrong side of the car for the road. They start driving as fast, if not faster, than French drivers, who are much more accustomed to the roads. And, of course, the result of that is very, very dangerous indeed. So, I think the real lesson is that it's not funny. Just be very, very sensible when you go abroad, particularly if you're not used to driving on the other side of the road.
But I think the problem is that once they go to France, the British have a tendency to allow themselves lots of wine. You know, wine is cheap and they drink with lunch, which they never do here, and then they drive. That's one problem, surely.
Well, yes, you're right. It's interesting, the point about drinking and driving, because there is a real difference in this country. The penalties here aren't the most strict in Europe, but But interestingly enough, we had a campaign for decades that said, if you drink and drive, not only are you breaking the law, but you're being antisocial. Now, that was the difference. We actually ingrained in people the idea that, you know, drinking and driving is not funny. It's not something you boast about to your friends. And that's something that perhaps other countries in Europe are waking up to now, that they've got to take it as seriously, not just in terms of penalties, but in terms of saying it isn't acceptable. It may be part of our culture to drink, but not when you're driving.
Steve, the point about us being phlegmatic and courteous and so on in our own country, a lot of people may not recognise that, because we have a terrible road rage problem here, don't we?
Funnily enough, I actually think that's a very generous description of us, to say that we're always phlegmatic. I actually see a lot worse examples of road rage in this country than you do seem to see elsewhere in the world. And I think that's quite worrying. But it's kind of a problem of job culture generally. I think it's an issue, who you're looking at. That sort of really aggressive attitude that you don't find only in cars. You find it also just walking along the street.
That was really interesting. Thank you very much, Steve.
Now you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 2. Part 3. You will hear 5 short texts. You will hear the texts only once. Then you will have time to answer the question for each text. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Number 56. You ring a service number and hear the following.
Welcome to Weather Call for the UK, bringing you the very latest weather forecast for your area in association with the Met Office. Weather Call now offers a greater choice of forecast. Please listen carefully to the instructions coming up to make your selection. During the forecast, you may use various keys on your telephone to navigate through the service. To go straight to the forecast, please press 2 now. You can press 1 to go back a day. Press 2 to repeat the forecast you're listening to. Press 3 to go forward to the next day. You can press the hash key to select a forecast for a different UK area.
Number 57. You ring a helpline and hear the following.
Welcome to the NHS Direct Helpline, the National Health Service 24-hour information line. We are aware that you are waiting. We are a health advice and information service. If your call is in any way urgent, please contact your GP, accident emergency department, or call an ambulance. Otherwise, please continue to hold and your call will be answered shortly.
Number 58.
You hear the following advertisement in a supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, our Safeway offers for this week include assorted picnic rugs with a useful carry handle and waterproof backing for only £4.99. A 48-can expandable cool bag for only £7.99. A CD TV radio portable with a 5.5-inch black and white TV, CD player and 45-second anti-shock system for only £34.99. Treat yourself to a great weekend with our great booze deals. Crofts Original Sherry, £3.99 instead of £6.99. Bell's Extra Special Old Scotch Whiskey, aged 8 years, £10.99 instead of £12.69. And 15 cans of Grolsch Premium Lager for the price of 12. Offers are only available in household quantities.
Number 59. You ring a service number and hear the following.
Hello, welcome to the British Telecom calling features information line. Much of this information is also available on our website at www.bt.com/callingfeatures. To hear about BT Answer 1571 Personal Greeting, the new answering service which now allows you to record your own greeting message, press 1. To hear about BT Answer 1571 Message Alert, the new answering service that calls you back when someone leaves a message if you're on the phone or the internet, press 2. Or for the main menu, press 3.
Number 60. You hear the following advertisement on the radio.
The National Exhibition Centre, Birmingham, opens its doors to the public at this year's City Centre Discovery Day on Sunday, 17th of August. Get to know the different departments of the NEC Group with recruitment and job vacancies on display. Street performers will be on hand to entertain the crowds. Hold on to your hats. Musicians will fill the air with the sound of classical music. Come and join the events team at the Disney Colouring Competition. Children have the opportunity to compete for a family ticket to see Disney on Ice later in the year.
That is the end of listening comprehension. Thank you for listening.